Good morning.
早上好。
The snow was not that bad. You can do better than that.
昨天的雪并没有下得很大。
Good morning.
早上好。
Those who chose the worship songs this morning did a very good job of preparing you for the topic.
今天大家之前唱的诗歌有和今天要讲的信息有相呼应的。
I don't know, do you think about what you sing before you come to worship?
来敬拜之前有没有想过今天会唱什么诗歌呢?
It's really important.
这很重要。
Okay. Is there trouble in your life?
我们的生活会经历到困难吗?
Of course there is. All of us have trouble.
当然我们都会有困难。
Sometimes these troubles and problems and trials come directly from God.
有时候这些困难和试炼是神直接给我们的。
As it was, for God's servant Job and for God's chosen man Abraham.
就好像神的仆人约伯或是神所拣选的亚伯拉罕。
Or most often, I guess, our troubles come from ourselves.
但更多的时候我们的困难是来自于我们自己。
Because of our sinful nature or our lack of faith.
因为我们罪人的属性或者是因为我们缺乏信心。
But sometimes our troubles come from someone else.
但有的时候我们的困难是来自于其他人。
As I speak today, there's persecution, even unto death.For many Christians around the world.
就在当下就有对于基督徒的迫害甚至是死亡的威胁。
We're led to believe that even you and I are threatened by the rogue nation of North Korea, even though we're thousands of miles from the home of an evil, powerful man.
即使我们和北朝鲜那个金正恩相隔几千里但是我们能够感受到那个国家对我们的威胁。
When David wrote Psalm 4 about 3,000 years ago, he was in distress from those who wanted to take over his kingdom and destroy him.
当大卫写诗篇第四篇的时候大概是3000年前他当时正在处在被敌人威胁要消灭他的王国的危难之中。
Psalm 4 is very likely a companion to Psalm 3, which was written when David was running away from his own son Absalom.
诗篇第四篇和第三篇有相呼应第三篇写到大卫正在逃离他亲生儿子亚沙龙的追杀。
Absalom wanted to destroy David and become king in his place.
亚沙龙当时想要杀掉大卫并且取代他称王。
Psalm 4 is part of David's response to that difficulty.
诗篇第四篇是大卫在那样的危难之中的一个回应。
I'm not quite sure about that slide. Okay, it might lead you to believe there are 30 verses in Psalm 4, and I'll see you at dinner. Okay, there are only 8. Okay. I'm going to read the Psalm, but I want to tell you first a little bit about its structure. It begins, David begins by talking in the first verse to God. Then he spends 4 verses confronting those evil people who are trying to chase him. And then he returns to God in the next 3 verses.
诗篇第四篇在开头大卫首先向神开口接着在二到五节的时候他又向那些追杀他的不信神的人挑战最后一到最后三节的时候大卫又以他向神的倾诉结束。
Follow along with me in your Bible or there. I will only read it in English.
让我们来一起来读一下诗篇第四篇我们就读他Ralph 会读英文中文的话自己我们可以自己读。
David speaks to God. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. Then he shifts to the enemy. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Then David turns back to speaking to God. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Let's examine David's words in Psalm 4. First, let me say, he gives us a very good example by speaking to God before he speaks to men.
首先，大卫给了我们一个很好的一个例子，因为他在和人说话之前先向神开口。
If you and I wish to offer godly advice, criticism, I suppose, to unbelievers, it is best to be sure that we are first in a close relationship with the God that we want to proclaim to that person.
如果你和我要向不信主的人开口来给他们一些从神而来的建议和意见的时候，我们首先要和神有非常好的关系。
Are you perhaps preparing to bring the truth of Jesus to someone who is hostile to the gospel?
你也许已经准备好将耶稣的真理讲给那些对福音有抵触的人。
Better talk to God about it before you go.
但是最好在你开口之前先和神说话。
Prepare yourself in prayer.
在祷告中预备好你自己。
Well, what does David say?
这里大卫又是怎么说的呢?
He says, answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness.
大卫说,显我为义的神啊,我呼求的时候,求你应允我。
He speaks to the God of my righteousness.
注意到大卫这里呼求的对象是显我为义的神。
David knows that any righteousness he has comes from God.
大卫知道他所有的义都是来自于神。
But David speaks of my righteousness as if it is his own personal possession.
但是大卫这里说我的义似乎是将义作为他自己的财产。
How can we possess righteousness when only God is truly righteous?
我们如何才能拥有公义当神才是唯一的公义呢?
How?Can I have righteousness in spite of my sinful nature and my sinful actions?
我如何才能获得公义，纵使我是有罪人的本性和我罪人的行为？
God tells us that his righteousness is given to us.
神告诉我们，神的义是因耶稣基督加给一切相信他们的人。
It comes as a gift when we believe in Jesus.
当我们相信耶稣的时候，神就把公义作为礼物交给我们。
David was right to be conscious of his relationship to God before he talked to other people.
大卫在他向别人说话的时候，他做一件很对的事，就是他先向神开口。
You and I need to come to God knowing who he is and how very much we depend upon him.
我们应该要效仿大卫，都来到，我们都应该来到神的面前认识神，来认识到我们是多么需要他。
Without God, we have no righteousness.
没有神，我们就没有义。
David has confidence, that God will hear his prayer for help in time of trouble.
大卫非常有信心，在他危难的时候，神会听到他的祷告。
He says, you have given me relief when I was in distress.
神说，大卫说在他过去的时候，神在他危难的时候都带给他非常多的安慰。
That's past tense.
那是在过去发生过的。
His confidence is based on the fact that God has previously given him relief in time of distress.
他的信心是来自于过去神带给他的安慰。
David remembers when God saved him from the wrath of King Saul when Saul was chasing him.
大卫记得当时扫罗王在追杀他的时候，神是如何将他救出来的。
In the book of 2 Samuel, David says, He is my rock, He is my refuge, He is my salvation, my stronghold, my savior.
撒母耳记下22章，大卫说到我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的，他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台，是我的避难所。
He remembers what care God has for him and what protection God has given him.
大卫记得神是如何的在意他，是如何的保护他。
Some people say that we should not live in the past.
有些人说我们不应该活在过去。
I disagree a little with that.
我并不完全同意。
We need to constantly remind ourselves of what God has done for us in the past.
我们需要时常提醒我们自己，过去神都为我们做过些什么。
In time of trouble, when you look to God for help, do you remember all the help that He's previously given you?
当你遇到困难的时候，你向神寻求帮助，你是否记得他所给予你的所有的帮助呢？
When we think back on the great grace that God has already shown us, we are more confident that what He will do for us today and tomorrow and further in the future.
当我们回过头来看神已经给我们的恩典，我们会对神会为我们做的更加有信心，无论是今天、明天还是将来。
Indeed, God has said he will never leave us, he will never give up on us.
因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Well, whenDavid begins with God's presence and power firmly in his mind. He is ready to confront the evil men who seek to destroy him.
因为大卫将神的同在与神的大能牢记于心，他已经随时准备好要面对那些追杀他的人。
He is God's anointed king.
他是被神膏油过的王。
God's chosen one to be king.
是神所拣选的王。
He is bold in his challenge to those who are trying to overthrow him.
他有勇气来面对那些要把他杀死的敌人。
He begins with criticism of their actions.
他首先在质疑那些要追杀他的人的行为。
How long shall my honor be turned into shame? He says.
大卫说，你们将我的尊荣变为羞辱，要到几时呢？
David was chosen by God to be the king of Israel.
大卫是神所拣选的以色列的王。
Now these rebels want to turn his honorable, God-given position into shame. by forcing him to leave Jerusalem and run for his life.
但是那些他的那些敌人想要让他让出王位，并且迫使他离开耶路撒冷，从此过上逃亡的生活。
He says, "How long will you love vain words and seek after lies?"
大卫说，你到底要寻找在这个谎言当中寻找虚假喜欢虚妄到几时呢？
Those who chase after him have fallen for the lies of his wicked son Absalom.
这些人都掉入了大卫那个邪恶的儿子亚沙龙的谎言之中。
He challenges those who listen to foolish, useless talk and believe the lies that they hear.
大卫向那些听信谎言并且要跟从亚沙龙反叛的谎言的人提出挑战。
The lies of those who try to persuade others to follow the foolishness of Absalom.
大卫要向他向那些相信并且跟从亚沙龙的谎言的人提出挑战。
The verse ends with the word Selah.
这节经文最后以希拉结束。
Its meaning is not certain.
希拉并没有一个很确切的翻译。
But probably it means something like pause.
但在这里大约是暂停的意思。
It probably is intending that when this psalm is either read or sung in the temple, that there will be a pause at that point.
有可能在这个诗篇在这首诗在人唱的时候在经节和经节中间有一个停顿。
David urges these rebellious men to stop and think about this accusation.
大卫是在迫切的想要他们停下来来想想他们的指控。
He's saying, take some time to carefully consider whether you are following useless reasoning and lying persuasion.
花时间仔细考虑一下你是否是在跟从一些无用的谎言和借口。
The followers of Absalom were led astray.
亚沙龙的跟随者被蛊惑而入歧途。
It's easy for us to be led astray today by the foolishness of this world.
我们是否也很轻易的就被这个世界的愚昧所蛊惑？
If you think about it a little bit, I think you'll agree that a lot of the decisions that you and I make have something to do with the idea that everybody else is doing it.
如果我们仔细想一下，我们很多时候所做的决定是被我们周围的许多人所影响。
The world tends to beat on you that way.
这个世界好像希望你就是跟随着这样的一个大流。
The world tends to try to convince you that what's going on out there is okay for you too.
这个世界也是想要让你相信说，现在所发生的一切都是合理的。
If you don't believe that, think about our collective behavior on the freeway.
如果打个比方的话，就好像我们在高速，想象一下你在高速上开车。
Speed limit 65.
车限速是65迈。
Why shouldn't I go 75? Everybody else is.
为什么我会开到75迈呢？因为其他所有人都开到那么快。
There's a lot of everybody else is doing it that goes on in our minds.
有很多情况下都是因为其他人的想法会影响到你的想法。
Sometimes we need to stop and think seriously about what we have just read or what we have just heard.
很多时候我们应该停下来想一想我们刚才读到和听到些什么。
Have you read your Bible through completely?
你有没有把圣经从头到尾都读过一遍呢？
I won't make you raise your hands. Okay? Have you?
你们有没有读过呢?
Good for you.
有读过的话举下手。 有读过的话不用举手。
But did it make a difference in how you think or how you act?
这对你如何思考和行为有没有影响呢?
It's not just how much Bible you read, it's how much Bible you understand and apply to your life.
重要的不是你读了多少的圣经，而是你读懂了多少圣经，并且运用到你的生活中。
Stop as you read your Bible to dig in deeply and understand what you're reading.
在读圣经的时候，你可以停下来，然后想一想你都读懂了什么，然后。
When I'm teaching kids, I tell them, yes, you should read your Bible.
我当我教那些孩子的时候，我告诉他们，你们应该读圣经。
And don't be like most adults.
但是不要像很多大人一样。
When you come to a part that you don't understand or you don't like, turn the page so you can do something, read something you do understand or you like.
当你读到一些经节你不懂的时候，你就翻过去，然后去读一些经节，读一些你能够理解的经节。
When you come to something you don't understand, don't go on, stop. And try to deal with what you don't understand.
但是你应该做的是，当你读到不懂的经节的时候，你要停下来，然后试着去理解，去读懂它。
I ran into that last night.
这是我昨天发生的事情。And
if I waited until I understood it, I wouldn't be preaching here today.
如果我要是等到我。 昨天晚上读到的经节，要是我等到我读懂的话，那我今天就不会站在这里了。
So if you've got all the answers to all the questions in the Bible, come talk to me because I got some questions for you.
如果你说你的圣经都已经读懂了的话，你来我这边，我有很多问题要问你。Well,
let's see, where are we? Lost my place. Okay? Okay. Sila.
我们讲到这里的希拉
means pause, and we ought to stop and think.
是要暂停，是要我们要停下来仔细想一想的意思。
Okay. I think that we ought to take time to meditate, slow down, and carefully study God's word.
所以我想要。 这里想要说的就是，要读圣经的时候，我们要慢慢的读，要来理解，神要表达的意思。Well,
David was telling his enemies to slow down, think about their lives.
大卫就是这里要告诉他的敌人，要停下来仔细想一想他们自己的生命。And
then he reminded them of a very crucial difference between their lives and his life.
然后他提醒他们，他和他们生命的不同。
He said, I have a close relationship with God, but you don't.
大卫说，我和神有很亲近的关系，但你们不是。He
says, he is a friend of God.
大卫说，我是神的朋友。God
hears when he calls.
当我求告的时候，神会倾听。You
know, when I look at this, I think maybe there's, in David's words here, we see a little bit of, you better look out. God's on my side, and you're in trouble.
这里让我感觉到大卫有在说，好像在说你最好小心一点，因为神在我这边，你们这些人大祸临头了。Well,
David told them what's wrong with their life. Now he's going to tell them what their behavior should be like.
大卫之前告诉他们，他们做的什么是错误的，接着他又告诉他们什么是他们应该有的行为。
First of all, he says, be angry and do not sin.
首先大卫说，你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪。Okay.
That advice is repeated directly in the New Testament, in the book of Ephesians.
这个建议在新约圣经以弗所书当中也有提到。
When you're angry, Do your very, very best to get the anger problem solved before the day ends.
当你生气的时候，最好在第二天之前把你生气的问题解决掉。
Otherwise, you won't sleep very well.
否则的话，你不会睡得很好。
Deal with your anger right away.
及时处理你的愤怒。
If you did something wrong, apologize.
如果你做错了，道歉。
If someone else did something wrong, try to talk it over with them.
如果是别人做错了，试着和对方沟通。
But we all know that doesn't always work.
我们知道，虽然这么说，但是并不事事并不如意。
God says, if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
神说，若能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
God's word implies that there will be times when you cannot live at peace with some people.
神的意思是说，总是有的时候你无法与人和平相处。
Just be sure that you have made every effort yourself to make peace.
但是要尽你所能，要付出努力与众人和睦。
Again, let's see, there is this word Selah.
这里也有一个希拉提到。
David tells his enemies they should stop and think about their bad deeds.
大卫让说这里要停住，告诉他的敌人说，你们要去好好思考你们的恶行。
When they lie down to sleep at night, they should be considering what's wrong with their lives.
在他们睡觉之前，应该要好好反省他们不好的行为。
We all need to set aside some time to be quiet and to listen to God.And hear what he wants us to know about him.
我们都要给自己一些时间，去思考我们的人生。
Job said, "Teach me, and I will be quiet. Show me where I have been wrong."
约伯曾经说过，请你们教导我，我便不作声，使我明白在何事上有错。
Now, admittedly, here Job is not talking to God. He's talking to some people who are being kind of critical of him.
要记住，这里约伯并不是在和神说话，而是和那些对他有所质疑的人讲话。
But I think there are good words for us here in being quiet and listening to God.
但是我们也可以从中学到说，我们要有这样子的一个安静的时间，和神听神的话语。
Is there time in your life that you set aside to be quiet?
你有没有过这样子不作声的时刻呢？
A lot of people call this their quiet time.
很多人把这叫做一个就是让自己平静的一个。
I find most of the time that really means a time set aside to read their Bible or some other religious literature.
我们需要就这样子的一个灵修的时间来，安静我们的心来读圣经，读神的话。
I'm not talking about that kind of quiet.
我在这里并不是指这样子的，这个灵修。
Talking about the quiet time when you sit down and try to push the world away and simply listen to what God has to say.
我这里说的安静是指，我们和这个世界稍微，保持一定的距离，然后安静自己的心来听神要跟我们说什么话。
Well, after this pause, David offers his final advice to his enemies.
在这个暂停之后，是大卫对他的敌人最后的一个忠告。
He says, offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord.
大卫说，当献上公义的祭，又当倚靠耶和华。
What he's really saying here is, do things God's way.
大卫这里要说的是要遵从神的教导而行。
When you trust him, you will be obedient to him.
当你相信神的时候，你就会顺服倚靠他。
Trust him by doing what he commands.
相信神，遵从神的命令。
In David's day, a thousand years before the coming of Jesus, obedience meant observing animal sacrifices.
在大卫的时代，也就是当时耶稣还没有来到这个世界上，献祭意味着要遵从神的命令，是意味着要献上动物的祭。
Under the law of Moses, God promised to cover the sin, not to see it until the price for sin was paid.
在摩西的律法中，神应许说会盖过人的罪，直到罪的工价被偿还。
That price was paid by the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross.
罪的工价最终因为耶稣死在十字架上而被偿还。
It was Jesus who paid the price for sin, past, present, and future.
是耶稣为我们赎了我们的罪，无论是过去、现在还是未来。
For you and I, there are no animal sacrifices.
对我们来说，我们不需要去杀动物作为活祭。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice.
因为耶稣是最终的献祭。
In his death on the cross, he paid the penalty for all who believe in him.
他在十字架上为我们死了，也是为了那些相信他的人接受了罪的惩罚。
Bible says that we were redeemed, bought back, not with money, but with the precious blood.Of Christ.
神说不能凭坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血。
So, for those who have trusted in Jesus and received the forgiveness of sins, what is our sacrifice?
所以对那些相信主耶稣并且接受罪的赦免，我们的牺牲又是什么呢？
God commands that our sacrifice be a living sacrifice.
神要求我们用我们的生命来作为活祭。
He wants our very lives to be something that brings glory to Him.
神要用你的生命来能够让他给他带来荣耀。
So to finish this psalm, David turns back toward God.
这首诗篇的结束，大卫又回到了和神的对话。
He first says, there are many who say, who will show us some good?
大卫说，有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处？
At the time he wrote this, there was much criticism of God, particularly God's choice of David as king of Israel.
在大卫写这个诗篇的时候，人们对神有许多的质疑，尤其是对神选择大卫作为以色列王的质疑。
David asked God to show himself to the people of Israel, to show what he really wants, so they will stop following Absalom.
大卫向神想要神向以色列人显明神他自己，来告诉以色列人神到底他想要什么。
David says his joy doesn't depend on prosperity.
大卫说他的喜乐并不是来自于物质的丰盛。
His joy comes from God.
他的喜乐来自于神。
Now, the crowning verse of Psalm 4 is the last verse.
这首诗篇最精华的是这里的最后一节。
He says, I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in peace.In safety.
大卫说，我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你，耶和华，使我安然居住。
In his struggle to flee from the armies of Absalom, it was difficult for David and his followers to rest.
在大卫逃离亚沙龙的军队的追杀的时候，对大卫和他的追随者来说，休息并不是一件易事。
But he says he can lie down in peace and sleep.
但是大卫却说他要安然躺下睡觉。
Without a peaceful mind, it is very, very difficult to sleep.
没有内心的平静是无法轻易入睡的。
How often have you found it impossible to sleep because you had no peace?
你有多少次无法入睡是因为你内心的不平静不平安。
Your mind was in turmoil.
你的心里很乱。
Perhaps from an argument.
也许是因为和人的争论。
Perhaps from anger about being treated unfairly.
也许是被不公平的对待而感到愤怒。
Or perhaps from a threat of physical harm.
或者是因为身体上的不适。
You lie there, trying to sleep, but sleep will not come.
你躺在那里想要入睡，但是却很难。
Without peace is nearly impossible to sleep.
没有平安，没有内心的平静是无法轻易入睡的。
What brings David peace so that he can sleep?
那又是什么带给大卫平安，让他能够入睡呢？
He knows that he is safe.
因为他知道他是安全的。
How can he be safe in the midst of extreme danger?
但是在那样的危险中，他又怎么能安全呢？
He says the Lord is his source of safety.
他大卫说，神是他平安的来源。
The Lord has protected him in the past, and he is confident that the Lord will continue to protect him.
神主在过去一直保护着他，所以他确信主也会一直这样保护他。
He has peace.
大卫有平安。
Sometimes peace is hard to come by.
这种平安是很难获得的。
Earlier this week, I was nearing the end of writing this sermon and trying to write words about peace when I didn't have it.
在这周早先的时候，当我在写今天的信息有关于平安，但是当时我的内心是不平安的。
There were some issues in my life.
我生活当中有一些遇到了一些困难，一些事情。
Some of those issues had to do with this church.
有些这些事情有些是和这个教会有关。
And other issues had to do with other things.
其他的一些事情。
I was pretty discouraged.
我当时其实有一些被有点感到挫折。
I decided it was pretty hard to be writing words about peace when I didn't have peace.
我觉得当这很难写一篇信息是有关于平安的，当你心里其实是不平安的。
So I backed off into one of those quiet times.
所以我就暂停了一下，暂停我手中写的信息，给自己一些时间安静下来。
I have a daytime calendar.
我有一个自己有一本小的日历本。
I've pasted some things on the inside cover of my calendar.
在这个小日历本上面有一些写的一些文字。
I have one verse from a hymn that helps me a lot.
在上面有一节诗篇中的经文对我很有帮助。
I have some a quotation from a man named John Owen who wrote over 300 years ago.
我当中有一些引用的一个 John Owen 这个作者写的300年前写的一段话。
I have three Bible verses that I find very helpful.
上面还有三节圣经中的经文对我来说很有帮助的话。
I pushed away from my computer and opened my calendar and started reading those.
我把我的手提电脑关掉，然后打开这本小日历本来读上面的这些经节和引用的话。
Started to have a little bit of peace.
这时候我的内心开始了有一点点平安。
Thought to myself, Maybe I got to see how that word peace appears in the Bible.
当时我就在想说，圣经当中的平安到底是什么？
Do you know there are 249 places that the word peace is used in the Bible?
在圣经当中有249处有提到平安。
I read a lot of those verses.
我把当中大部分的经节都读了一遍。
One of them was especially helpful.
其中有一处对我特别有帮助。
It's a verse that's very familiar to me. I think I know it from memory.
这个经节对我来说非常的熟悉，我可以把它背出来。
But I hadn't been thinking about it. I had not been thinking about it.
我还没有想到过。
The verse I'm talking about is John 14:27.
这个经节我想到的是在约翰福音当中14章。
This is the part where Jesus is telling his disciples he's going to go away.
这处经节讲的是，耶稣的使徒们要离开他。
And then he tries to comfort them in spite of the fact that he's going to go away.
这里讲的是，耶稣向他的使徒们说，耶稣他将要离开他们，然后耶稣想要是给给使徒们一些安慰和给他们平安。
Be forgiving, most of this is off script. He says, peace, I'm going away, but my peace I leave with you.
耶稣说，虽然我要走了，但是我要留下平安给你们。
He says, my peace I give to you.
耶稣说，我要给你们我的平安。
He says, I'm not giving you something the world gives you.
耶稣说我不会给你们一些这个世界能够给你们的东西。
You and I cannot generate peace.
你和我是没有办法产生带来平安。
We can't just say, I'm going to be at peace.
我们不能说我们就是平安。
It won't work.
这个不会，这不是真的。
Jesus says he gives us his peace.
耶稣说他给我们，他将会带给我们他的平安。
That's a gift he wants to give us that can only come from him.
这是耶稣给我们的一个礼物，而且只有他才能给我们带来。
This was very helpful when I continued reading the verse because he said, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
这个经节接下来读下去能够带给我很大的帮助，因为他说，你们心里不要忧愁，不要胆怯。
If you have his peace, the real you, your heart, will not be troubled.
如果你真的有耶稣带给你的平安，你的内心将不会感到忧愁。
If your heart is not troubled, you will not be afraid.
如果你的内心没有忧愁，那你也不会胆怯。
I think I need to add another verse.
我觉得我的小日历本上面应该加上这个经节。
It was very helpful.
对我非常有帮助。
And Jesus gave me his peace.
耶稣带给了我他的平安。
And I could go back and finish writing my sermon.
然后读完之后我又回去写了今天的信息。
The response hymn I've chosen is the same one that the choir has just sung.
这里回应的诗歌我选择了和之前诗班同样的一首诗。
除你以外。
除你以外。
Only you, Lord.
除你以外。
除你以外。Those words. I don't read Chinese, so I don't know which one of those words says only.
我并我读不中文我不能读懂，我不知道哪里说的是除你以外。
I don't read Chinese. I'm too dumb to learn Chinese.
对我来说，中文太难了。
Only smart people.
只有很聪明的人才能学会中文。
When you sing this, find that word that says only and emphasize it in your own heart.
当你唱这首诗歌的时候，找到那个除你以外，然后把它用你的内心去感受它。
Emphasize the fact as you sing and as you think and as you meditate that only God can bring peace in your life.
当你用内心去感受到只有神才能带给你内心的平安。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you that you offer your peace to us.
感谢你天父你把你的平安带给我们。
Thank you that you want us to be at peace and not have a troubled heart.
感谢你带给我们平安让我们的内心不再忧愁。
Please remind us of that on a constant basis.
时常提醒我们。
Please help us to be ever mindful of our need for you.
请帮助我们提醒我们我们是如此的如多么的需要你。
We're not good at doing that in our own strength, Lord, so we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus.
我们的力量是那么的渺小谢谢你带给把主耶稣赐给我们。
Amen.
Amen.